1857, the application of Delmarva Power and Light Company to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.04 acres, more or less, lying west of Road 258, also known as Hudson Road, approximately 1,600 feet north of Route 9. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on January 28th of 2010. Council held public hearing on February 16th of 2010. Commission made their recommendation on February 17th of 2010 during a special meeting. The recommendation, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1857 for Delmarva Power and Light Company based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the conditional use for an electrical substation is of a public nature and it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Two, the property has been owned by DP&L since 1977. Three, DP&L has stated that the substation is necessary to maintain and improve its electrical service to current and future residents of Sussex County. Four, the substation will be connected to existing power transmission lines that serve the Delmarva Peninsula. Five, the operation and maintenance of a substation will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the entire perimeter of the subdivision shall be fenced with a gate placed at the point of access to the substation road from East Lake Drive. B, two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. C, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and county roads. D, landscaping buffer shall be provided along all boundaries of the substation, not including the entrance road, to screen it from view of neighboring residential properties and to reduce any noise that may be emitted from the site. The landscape plan for the buffer area shall be included as part of the final site plan. E, the applicant shall maintain as many trees as possible. The final site plan shall identify all undisturbed forested areas. F, the final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for location and design of the stormwater management system. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously that this application be forwarded to Council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Mr. Ross was absent during the motion. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions, Mr. Link?
Oh, Mr. Vice President, yes, actually. Did they say, Mr. Lank, why they were not building this right directly on Route 9 like the co-op substation?
The portion of the property, the majority of the property was conveyed to another developer. It's a project called Shoreview Woods, and this is the holding that they maintain separate.
So they're in
one
front
time,
of them?
Since 77, they own the whole corner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shoreview bought the majority of the property, and this is residual lands.
Okay, but they don't own the land up to Route 9?
Easement up to it.
This is a separate site.
Mm-hmm.
Specific site. They have a 20-foot access.
20-foot access.
Frontage,
uh-huh.
But they have access by agreement to the streets within Lazy Lake, East Lake Drive, I think it's
mm-hmm.
called. That's their access.
But not point. Access on Route 9?
No access to Route 9.
And who do you know who owns that property on 9?
Shoreview Woods application.
So that's zoned AR1?
It's AR1 with a conditional use for multifamily, and the project is just getting started.
Oh, it is. Okay.
They have until...
Right directly on 9.
They have until March.
Mm-hmm.
One of the conditions was that the unit stay behind the hedgerow, so the front portion would basically remain open.
Mm-hmm. Behind a hedgerow?
Yeah, the development's going to be sort of behind the hedgerow.
Back a little bit.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear what kind of fencing.
It's chain link fencing, and they showed an exhibit where they were showing.
But would they have to stick to that exhibit, the picture we saw in that exhibit?
The slats they proposed
yes.
appeared to be grass material, but
yes.
it's just the appearance.
So we will have that?
That was a good, that wasn't a condition. The condition was only that it be fenced.
It just says fenced.
If you think it should be the slats provided as submitted, then you should make that a condition of your approval.
I do, because it butts right up against Hunter's Mill and Lazy Lake.
Right, that's right.
And I would like to ask for that.
You're referring to condition number
A.
It made reference that the entire perimeter of the substation be fenced. Mm-hmm. It didn't say that it'd be also be slatted.
Well, since that's what they showed us, I would like to make sure that we say we ask for that.
So we could say shall be fenced and slatted. Is that the way you would prefer it, Mr. Lang?
Now, that's typically the word that's used. That what they showed us was it appeared to be artificial grass or something of that nature, but mm-hmm. slatted would be the same.
Would be the same.
Okay.
Ms. Deaver, that's a motion?
Yes, sir.
And a second, please.
Second.
Motion second to add the word and slatted on condition 6A regarding the fence. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Continue, Ms. Deaver.
Yeah, I have a question. We're talking about landscaping here. And what are the chances that we could have 6-foot, instead of seedlings, we could ask them to put in 6-foot trees or
no
shrubs?
Less than, just have to add the word no less than.
No less than 6 feet.
We try to make that a condition. It didn't happen this time, but it's typically we try to go
could
for no less.
Could we please make that a condition? Sure. We usually do that. And it's right next to the homes.
There may be discussion on that one, but we can find out. Would you like that to be a motion?
Yes, please.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion and a second. Open for discussion. Yeah. I guess
we usually do this, Mr. Lank?
It's been done. Not all the time, but not typically we wait on a landscape plan, so it includes shrubs and trees together. It's not just a strict.
Right, yeah, there. But, you know, if it's going to be, it is close to the
community. For screening purposes, you're referring to evergreen trees, no less than.
Well, it just says landscaping, so we don't know what
I'm
they're
just
planting.
Saying that's, typically, they submit a plan. The commission mm-hmm. has to review it. And mm-hmm. That way, in some occasions, we've been to state forester, and the state forester has gone to an extreme, and the commission has felt it should be reduced back, not to uh-huh. that extreme. So
what would you recommend?
Well, if you leave the landscape buffer with evergreen trees, not less than.
Well, you're right.
Yes.
That would get okay. it started.
Could that be the motion, or where are we now?
We'll accept that mm-hmm. that particular language as the motion if there's no objection from the one who seconded it. I believe there will be. Not to be argumentative, but I keep thinking of this recent storm, and trees seem to cause a lot of havoc. Are there wires coming and going from the site?
The wires coming and going through the site are overhead from the transmission line.
Right, and they have
down
that clear
into the site. And that area would be left, is proposed to be left open because of that power, that
sure.
transmission mm-hmm. line coming in.
So that won't be landscaped.
So 20 years from now, these trees mature at a much taller height. Does it pose any problems?
Can't answer that question.
Well, I'll guarantee that it won't 20 years from now. How about that?
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Are we still on this motion?
On trees.
We're on trees.
Trees.
Minimum 6 foot.
On 6 foot? Well, yeah, are we going to make a motion now that we can't have more than 10 feet?
So you're wanting to amend the motion to limit the trees to no more than 10 feet. That okay, I don't hear a second on that one. that seems to be a concern, but I'm not going to obstruct the motion.
I didn't really put a motion. I just put it as a discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you start thinking one end, let's look at the other end here, just – I mean, after all these trees, we plant them 5 foot, I'm pretty sure it'll grow 6 foot next year. I mean, I'm pretty sure these landscapers have got some brains of their own, know what kind of trees they are to plant. And an electrolyte company is somebody that doesn't have hazard due work. They're going to come in and try to do this right. And we all use electricity, so I don't know where the big deal is on this. That's what I'm having a problem with.
Well, may I speak?
Let me go around the table. Maybe your point will be made by right. Mr. Cole, anything?
I think a landscaping buffer you know, includes trees. It's going to be trees. They're going to get tall, and there are times when little things get put in and they die and stuff. So somewhere maybe a minimal size tree is not unheard of. We do it quite often.
Okay.
So I don't have any really big heartburn about it.
I hear you. Mr. Vincent?
No.
Ms. Deaver, before
yeah.
we take the vote?
And the reason that I'm asking for it is because there were people at the hearing who were very upset about it being jammed up against their community. And I think that this is a this, hats off to those people. I mean, this is a little bit that we can do to make it a little bit more palatable to the folks who came and testified against it.
Those people stated that the trees are full growth and there really isn't that much vegetation at the lower end of the tree except there's...
It's understory, there's not much.
There isn't much understory.
Right. There is already a bunch of tall trees on this site.
Mm-hmm, and, okay.
So we're primarily looking at probably understory type of buffering, so...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So that's a yes from me.
All right, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
That's a yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
I'm just going to say no. I think we'll just let the landscaping buffer and planning and zoning address it.
Mr. Vincent?
I'm going to vote yes.
I'll vote no. Motion denied.
Mr. President?
Mr. Moore?
Yes, there is one thing that came to my attention since planning and zoning had their vote, and they had limited on B, two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information.
Just strike the word two.
Yes, because there is federal regulations, and also for safety issues, we'd want signs.
I'll make that motion. We strike the word two, and it shall read, signs shall be permitted, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion to change the language to permit signs, striking the word two. And a second.
Whatever amount is needed.
Any other discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Do we need to read the title? Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an electrical substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8.04 acres, more or less, with the following conditions. A, the entire perimeter of the substation shall be fenced and slatted with a gate placed at the point of access to the substation road from East Lake Drive. B, signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. C, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and county roads. D, a landscaping buffer shall be provided along all boundaries of the substation, not including the entrance road, to screen it from view of neighboring residential properties and to reduce any noise that may be emitted from the site. The landscape plan for the buffer areas shall be included as part of the final site plan. E, the applicant shall maintain as many trees as possible. The final site plan shall identify all undisturbed forested areas. F, the final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the location and design of the stormwater management system. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all the conditions, Mr. President.
I believe I have a motion by Mr. Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the conditional use by Delmarva Power, number 1857. Any further discussion?
No.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes, based on planning and zoning's astute advice.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Planning and zoning's recommendation, and the adjoining property owner should have been aware of this ownership of this parcel, and that this conditional use is in the public need, and it has been part of the DP&L's long-range plans for years.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on the astute recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
My vote is yes as well.
Astute.
Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lank.
Gentlemen and Mr. Deaver.
Good job. Good job.
I'm glad to see
you. Sam, I'd like you to start using that word a little bit. New word for you.
I believe the next on the agenda is the Director of Accounting, Ms. Gina Jennings, filling in for Ms. Webb.
Statute.
For grant requests.
The first grant is the Friends of Millsboro Public Library for the annual gala and auction.
I'd like to give $500 from my account. If someone would make that
motion.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, $500 from my account to the Millsboro Public Library. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Vincent? I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one's the Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation for their annual fundraising campaign to provide funding for scholarships.
What did we do previously?
from Mr. Vince's account, $500, and Mr. Phillips' account, $250 last year, $750.
He's from Laurel. You're from Seaford. How'd that happen?
Well, as you can see.
Your wife from Laurel?
No, Salisbury. I'll make a motion to $500 in my account, $250 from Councilman Phillips'.
I don't believe it.
I have a motion. Is there a second, Mr. Cole?
I guess I'll second it.
Motion and a second to give.
Throws his money around like that?
Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation, $750, $250 for me, $500 for Mr. Vincent. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'm going to vote yes because I know Mr. Vincent will help me with the Rehoboth Beach Alumni, High School Alumni Association.
And
when I need some support.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
There weren't many of us in Rehoboth High School.
The last one's the homeless cat helpers for their spay and neuter clinic.
Where are they?
Seaford. Make a motion to give $250 for mine.
Are there cats from Rehoboth there?
There probably are. George probably bring over.
George drops them off to us.
$250 for Mr. Vincent. Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Any discussion? Further discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
There are no proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. President.
There is no additional business to be brought before council, according to our public information officer. I will entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of personnel, pending and potential litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.